Coaches Insight programs, one final time here in 2023 as we get set for the first round of the playoffs here in high school football. I'm Brandon Tabman. We got ACCHS football coach Cody Techmeyer joining us, brought to you by L&L Construction. Tigers finishing the regular season at 4-4. Wasn't the most ideal finish, coach. Take us back to last week, that tough game at Silver Lake. Eagles have been very good this year, but, you know, 72-0, I know it's not the best way to end the season. How do you kind of take that ball game and kind of assess that one?
We got together, we watched the film. There's a lot of things that right now our mindset is not, we get in the mindset of seeing Silver Lake, seeing Rossville, and it's, we're beat before we step on the field. So that's something that we are going to work on moving forward is understand that we always need to give ourselves a chance and we are capable of things that, you know, maybe even our kids don't believe that we are. We did some good things in that game. Yes, we were physically outmatched. That's been kind of a message all season is the teams that have beat us, you know, you can tell that they've been in the weight room and they've been working all summer together and they've been doing the little things that, that good teams do. And, that's kind of the message moving forward is we need to start buying in and doing those things, to get to the level that we want to get to.
You guys go 2-2 in district play, the 3 seed out of district number 3, a road game here in the opening round of the playoffs at Sabetha. We'll talk about that in just a moment. But, you know, a 4-4 campaign, how would you kind of assess the season as a whole?
You know, coming into it, you know, losing what we did last year, we really didn't know what we had. We didn't know kind of what to expect. We obviously knew that Rossville was and Silver Lake were the powerhouses that they usually are. We looked at our schedule and there was 4 to 5 games. We knew JCN was going to be a super good team with all their returning starters. So we felt there was 4 to 5 games that we had a really good shot to win. And, we won 4 of them and Jackson Heights beat us. We turned the ball over 3 times. So, you know, looking back, I'm not upset with where we are. I do feel like we should be competing better with Silver Lake, Rossville, JCN. But sometimes, you know, like I said, that's a culture win compared to, you know, their culture is much better than ours right now. So, looking back, I'm not upset about how the season went. You know, I just wish that in those games we had competed a little harder.
Who surprised you this season? Was there a particular player, maybe multiple players who kind of, you know, maybe you weren't expecting a whole lot at the beginning, but you got a lot more out of them? Was it a specific position group that maybe jumped and took a nice leap forward? Was there anything like that that caught your eye?
Kind of coming into it, you know, we expected a lot of big things from Justin Vesser, and he produced. Cannon Crossland on the defensive side, just a motor kid that doesn't quit. You know, he chased a lot of things down. So that was, you know, we expect that out of him coming in, and he did a great job with that. All 3 of our running backs, Max Bodaroff was kind of a surprise there. I mean, I knew he was athletic, but coming in, he's just a sophomore. You know, he didn't know what to expect with that. Once we moved into the backfield, you know, we were much more successful having those three running backs with Max and Easton and Justin all back there able to break off. You know, we had several games where each one of them scored at least once. So that was definitely a big surprise. Rance Vesser is another one that, you know, coming in just, again, a quiet sophomore, probably not as big physically as some of the other kids, and he really stepped up really on both sides of the ball, especially towards the end of the season here, and really has done some great things for us. Grown up a lot as a sophomore, and we're going to expect a lot out of him next season.
Couple more minutes here with ACCHS football coach Cody Techmeyer, brought to you by L&L Construction. Playoffs begin for you guys here in Class 2A. Your game is on Thursday night. You wipe the records out the window. Regular season is done. It's win or go home. And a rematch of a first-round game from a year ago where you go on the road to Sabetha, a Blue Jays team coming off their first loss to number 1 Nemaha Central. So they're certainly going to be hungry to get back on the winning track. A very similar team from last year. A lot of the same guys who have been multi-year starters. Sabetha's very good. They run it really well. They have a really good defense. How do you kind of prepare for a team as good as Sabetha?
I've talked with a couple coaches to kind of give me some insight on, you know, we don't see a lot of film on them until this week. I'm not one to really look ahead to see what we got. And then, you know, kind of towards the end of the season, we didn't really know who we were going to get. So I don't really look ahead. I've talked to several people, and they just kind of gave some tips and ideas on what you can do. Like you said, they're really good. You know, I know Nemaha Central beat them pretty good last week. It's week nine, so both teams are going to be pretty beat up, you know, as we get to the end of the season. They are super big up front. Their quarterback is a stud. You know, their backfield's pretty athletic, and obviously, like I said, they want to run the ball, and they're good at it. So we're going to kind of load the box and hopefully get some guys in there that want to make some plays. And offensively, you know, we're going to grind as much as we can. You know, we are also a running team, so we're going to do our best to line up on them and create some opportunities for our three backs to get upfield. And we're going to give them a dogfight.
Finally, Coach, give us a few keys, just kind of some expectations for this playoff opener on Friday, or I should say Thursday.
It did get moved to Thursday, which actually looks like a better weather day, but you lose that day of practice, which kind of hurts as we had JV Monday night. Hey, you know, we're going to try. Well, obviously, we're not going to match up with their size. Not a lot of teams do. We're going to try to bounce it outside. We're going to try to hit some open spots and use some misdirection stuff to kind of get them off balance and see if we can't catch them staring at something that we're not doing. Defensively, we preached all week just to be aggressive, make them beat us with the pass. I know they don't do it very often. We're going to try to take their run away and see if we can't force them to do something they're uncomfortable with.
There it is, ACCHS football coach Cody Techmeyer, brought to you by L&L Construction. One final time, Tigers and Blue Jays, first round playoff matchup in Class 2A, a Thursday night tilt. Coach, we appreciate it very much all season long. Thank you so much for spending a little time with us each week, and good luck in the playoffs.
Hey, we appreciate you guys reaching out and covering us and giving us the opportunity to give us our season knowledge. So we appreciate it, and go Tigers.